from a brand new recording from Will Boyd. It's called Freedom Soul Jazz. There's a comma after freedom and a comma after soul. Freedom Soul Jazz. Will, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
That's the perfect name for the record, I think, after listening to it.
Oh, well, I have to credit my wife, Kelly Jolly, for kind of giving me the name, even though it was indirectly. She was just talking about what we do as performers. Yeah, we play Freedom Soul Jazz. So I was like, that's a good title for an album if I ever do one.
It is perfect, and it kind of describes the feel and the content of the record. That particular track, we heard two tracks. Every Time I Feel the Spirit, the prelude and the extended version, Kelly Jolly on the vocal and uke starting it out, and then on the soprano sax, Will Boyd, Greg Tardy on tenor, Bobby Lyle all the way from Houston on organ, David Bivens on guitar, and Ken Brown on drums.
That's correct.
That's a pretty good lineup.
Oh, yeah.
From the content of the record, it's clear that you had a conception of what you wanted it to be, and that's, to me, what makes it such a really strong work is that there is, to me, an idea and an execution there. Can you tell me a little bit about how that worked for you?
The concept that I was going for with this was I wanted to definitely acknowledge tunes or just really acknowledge the civil rights movement, especially tunes that were kind of prominent during that time. Not just the gospel stuff, but I actually, that's what's encompassing just the whole concept of the album. You know, and pay homage to that particular era with this album.
And a lot of the grooves and sort of the feel of it also harkens back to some of the jazz in the 60s.
Yeah, and it's like that whole vibe, just that whole period, just kind of all-encompassing.
Did you go back and research any particular jazz albums?
Honestly, I did not, because I didn't have to, because in my car, my playlist, that is mostly what I listen to. Like, my influencer coming from that era between early 60s to early 70s, really, as far as jazz tunes. You know, albums that I love to listen to are kind of not necessarily a particular artist, but during a particular time, like 1972, some of the funkiest stuff I've ever heard come for some reason out of that year, with the Bill Withers just getting on the scene, and some Freddie Hubbard stuff, Donald Byrd stuff, really cool albums coming out of that particular year.
Yeah, and I noticed a lot of people are really going back and digging into that era, because, you know, there's always this thing about, 59 or mm-hmm. whatever year, you know. I mean, there's many, many different years, early 60s too. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed a lot of, like, when I go into record stores, I'm starting to see stuff on the Impulse label from the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, it's been overlooked for a while, and people are starting to notice it, especially when you're listening to a lot of the newer artists, and you're like, oh, wow, this is some new stuff, this new kind of groove stuff, new kind of funk stuff. And when you go back to that period, it's exactly what they were already done. So we're like reinventing the wheel, so to speak.
The record definitely has this wonderful mix of capturing that era sounding like brand new and fresh.
Well, I definitely wanted to add some original material. That's the thing with recording. I don't want to do just, let me find old tunes and rehash them. Yeah, I want to do my own arrangements, but I also want to do some original compositions, maybe written for a particular time or era that has not been acknowledged yet. You know,
you now see radio stations and jazz stations or music, even our classical music, you know, they honor and recognize Juneteenth, and it's kind of an interesting thing to see, especially musicians really bring this important.
We're in an era of awareness now. We're getting more knowledge and more awareness than we did in the past, which is a good thing.
Still got a ways to go. And that's the beauty of music. It helps move us along, you know.
Well, we need to start it. It's got to start somewhere.
Well, what can you tell me about Oh Freedom? And you play flute on this one.
It's a waltz, and it's another it's not a gospel tune. It's one of the civil rights tunes that I kind of wanted to do an arrangement of. And I definitely wanted to add different textures, different sonic palette, so to speak. So I play various instruments rather than just playing saxophones like I did in my first album. So there's a tune that I'm going to play bass clarinet. There are a couple of tunes I do flute and barry sax, so, and soprano and alto. So just to add a good variety, you know.
Yeah, and I always felt like flute is an instrument that just doesn't always seem to make the cut on a lot of historical jazz recordings. But I remember getting some of those Roland Kirk records when I was a kid and going, oh, wow. Well, mm-hmm. it's incredible.
Or like when I say artists from like in the 70s, Hubert Laws is another one that kind of stood out because I listened to a lot of his stuff back then too.
We've got several right behind us. But let's hear this. This is Will Boyd from his new recording, and it's just chock full of greatness. It's called Freedom Soul Jazz. This is Oh Freedom with Will on flute, Bobby Lyle on the organ, David Bivens on guitar, and Ken Brown on drums. This is Improvisations. Thank you. From a brand new recording from Will Boyd, it's called Freedom Soul Jazz. That was a track entitled Oh Freedom, and Will was on the flute, Bobby Lyle on the organ, David Bivens guitar, Ken Brown on drums. What can you tell me about that particular piece? Why did this one make the cut?
One of the reasons it stood out to me is because I remember hearing my wife Kelly sing it a lot, and I was like, you know what? Somebody needs to do this piece. I like this one as far as needing to make a statement to be on this recording. And if you get the album, then you'll hear her doing a prelude of this tune as well on with voice and ukulele.
That's right. We're not going to play the whole record tonight.
No.
Where can people find it? Like, it's on CD Baby?
Yes, and iTunes, Amazon, the whole rigmarole of sites that do this sort of selling.
Yeah, and on CD Baby, you can get the physical copy, right?
Yes.
Which I'm going to go ahead and just say that I streamed the record as soon as I saw it was there, but now that I have the physical copy in my hand, it's just a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was asking me the other day, you know, do you still buy records? I went, yeah, the ones that I got to get to know on a personal level.
Yeah, when you want to.
Yeah, and this is one of those records. This is Improvisations. I'm Todd Steed here with Will Boyd. Another track on here, you're playing baritone sax on the couple.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about August the 8th?
Well, August the 8th is significant specifically to Knoxville because it's Emancipation Day for Knoxville. And I definitely wanted to do a tune honoring that. And this particular track is kind of some quasi-tribute to August 8th, but quasi-tribute to Eddie Harris. Once you hear it, you'll hear the kind of Eddie Harrisness of the melody and the vibe of the whole piece.
And that's one of the things I really love about this record is that not only are you sort of recognizing a lot of the great music, you know, of the 60s and 70s, but you're also adding to the canon. This is your own piece of music.
Yes.
On this track, it's Will Boyd on baritone sax, Bobby Lyle on organ, Larry Vincent guitar, David Bivens guitar. You got two guitar players, David Becker on bass, and Ken Brown on drums.
Yeah.
Here we go. Thank you. August the 8th, Will Boyd leading the group playing the Barry Sax from his new recording, Freedom Soul Jazz. And if you like that, that live feel, that real organic groove and the just soulful, beautiful playing, the whole record, I feel, is in that vein.
Oh, thank you very much, Todd.
I mean, are you happy with it? I mean, I guess that's the ultimate question, you know?
I'm happy with it because we were having fun in the studio when we were recording this, especially this tune in particular. Musicians just loved playing it over and over again, so it didn't feel like it was a chore, you know, to do the various takes of this tune. And in fact, it was kind of hard to pick one take over another because there were several really good, strong takes of this particular piece.
We're talking with Will Boyd, the new record, Freedom Soul Jazz, and it's produced, I should mention, by Donald Brown.
Yes, and I definitely wanted to do one project where Donald Brown produced it, and it's always great to have an extra set of ears and a brain going on, even with your own original pieces, because between him and him, he recommending Bobby Lau for organ and piano, and everything just came together a lot easier if I didn't have to do it myself, as opposed to me doing it myself.
Sometimes the role of a producer is kind of mysterious.
Yeah, because it's vague. It's like nothing but everything. You know, he's listening in. He can tell you, for case in point, where my instrument is out of tune, where I can't hear it from the other side of the studio. And that saves a lot of time having to rush back and forth, go in, listen, come back, redo it, go back, listen, redo it. He could just right there and stop us, you know, say, okay, that's not going to work. Let's do this again.
And plus he's produced people like Kenny Garrett, so yes. You know, he's got some...
Yes, he seems to know what he's doing. Produced Ken's two albums, too.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that last one, the mm-hmm. Ken's last one is just it's wonderful. This is kind of an exciting time for Knoxville music.
Yes, and musicians, especially with so many guys going out on the road and doing things like abroad, like, you know, Keith Brown playing with Jasmia Horn. You got Tabor Gable, a Knoxville musician, grew up here, moved to New York. Now he goes on the road with E.J. Strickland, the drummer. Knoxville Jazz Orchestra doing things for celebrating 20-year anniversary and making a record right now.
How's that going?
It's going well. Have Carmen Bradford featured on it. Also, Mike Seal, great guitarist, that's being featured. And we're doing, and that was the first half of the recording. The other half is coming up soon, and we're going to be featuring Eric Reed on piano.
Oh, I love Eric Reed.
Oh, yes. It's going to be some great stuff. And then we got a stellar lineup for the upcoming season that kicks off with great vocalist Kurt Elling.
That's a good start. All right. Well, we'll look for you. Will Boyd, you'll be out and about.
Oh, yeah.
And also with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra and and just in many incarnations. Again, the name of the record, it's Freedom Soul Jazz. It's released nationally. It's everywhere where you can find music, but the physical copy is available on CD Baby. And if you're not familiar with CD Baby, I think you know how to Google. And it's all the information's there. And if you get the physical copy, you get all the photographs, all the liner notes. And the list of musicians is just, it's a great lineup. And different people on different tracks, but you have a sort of a basic core band. And of course, Kelly Jolly sings two or three on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Will Boyd, thanks for coming down. And
thanks for having me.
And thanks for making records. I gotta go release that hound dog. Y'all have a great evening.